Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Happy Friday evening to you. I'm Tim Scarborough. And this is Shasta Outdoors, brought to you tonight by Professional Exterminators. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, Shasta Outdoors endeavors to bring to you every Friday evening guests, news, and information about the great outdoors in Northern California. It's all about outdoor recreation, getting out in God's beautiful creation. I don't know about you, but it does my soul well every time I do.
And don't we live in a beautiful area? There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, camping, mountain biking, kayaking, golfing, snow skiing, water skiing, boating, fishing, horseback riding, motorcycle riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy.
And tonight we have an amazing guest that I'm excited to talk with.
That's right, we have Trevor Montgomery. Some years ago, he was involved in an accident by falling into a mine shaft, which resulted in the loss of his leg.
Trevor has an incredible story and an interesting resume of his experiences in life, but we'll focus quite a bit on his current handy-capable adventures in a few minutes, and so we're excited to be able to talk with Trevor. I'll just talk a little bit more about that later, but I have been just thrilled and excited to have him on this program. And so I've got Cameron. Cameron Barnett is on here. And just so everyone knows, Cameron is my granddaughter.
Lucky to be so.
So Diane Morgan, who is typically co-hosting with me, she decided that she needed a vacation for some reason. That seems kind of odd. I don't know why.
Maybe to see her one and only golden son.
Right. And so she's over in Reno. That's right. She's seen her son, who is in the Navy, but he's in Reno for some reason or somewhere nearby. I'm not really sure what's going on there. And so, Cameron, did you get out and about this last week?
I did. I had the lucky opportunity to house sit for my parents, and I got to spend some time with their dogs, and I was out walking around. And
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Had some fun with them.
There were some nice days here and there.
Heck yeah. It was a little hot today.
Yeah. Nice, beautiful day. So this last week, on Saturday, I hiked the Clickapootie Trail. And, excuse me. And that is 7.25 miles, and it's a loop. It's out there by Jones Valley Resort, or actually close to the Jones Valley boat ramp.
Yeah.
And just a beautiful hike. All of the streams and tributaries were just running full from the runoff of the snow and all of the rain that we've had this year. The exciting part of it is that the lake at that point in time was about 20 feet from the top. Now I believe it's getting close to only being about 15 feet from the top. And so that's a lot of excitement for all of us in Redding and Shasta County. When that lake gets full, yeah, it means that there's a lot of recreational opportunities on the lake. And, you know, in addition to the fact that it's providing even more water and irrigation for our farmers and so forth.
Much needed.
Yeah, much needed, Trevor, for sure.
And very beautiful.
Oh, and I did a video of that one. And so if people would like to see that, they can go to itdoesmysoulwell.com. It's about a 10-minute video or so of that trail if they're curious or interested. And then on Easter, I hiked again up to Chamise Peak. And that's one of my favorite hikes. It's off of Lake Boulevard on Flanagan Road. You go to the end of the road, and then you hike about 2.5 miles up to the top of the peak, and you can see Shasta Dam and Mount Shasta and Lake Shasta and the Sacramento River and Mount Lassen and Shasta Bali. It's just a beautiful view from the peak up there. And it was rather interesting. There were a lot of people on the trail Sunday. I was excited to see everybody out there, but I'm thinking, where were all of you 2 months ago in February? I didn't see anybody out there, but bring a sunny day on and hey, they're out there, but that's good. We're getting into that time of year when people are going to be doing a lot more, outdoor recreation.
Yeah.
There's a lot of summer sports. What's your favorite thing to do in the summer, Cameron?
Oh, beach volleyball, for sure.
Beach volleyball.
Yeah.
Where would you do that around here? Oh, Whiskeytown.
Yeah, Whiskeytown Lake. The Brandy Creek Beach has a little outdoor court there. And there's one over by Caldwell Park as well.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's fun. When it's hot outside and you get your friends together. And
right. Do you guys, I don't know if I should even say this, you're my granddaughter, but you guys aren't like in bikinis or anything, are you?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm not. I can't speak
well, you're
for
not allowed.
Else.
I'm just going to say you're not allowed.
You can borrow mine.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. Hey, also, let's just mention the fact that you have a friend that's sitting in the studio with us. And
I
who is
do.
That?
Her name is Cherish. She's my best friend in the world. I needed some emotional support. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, Cherish, I'm glad you're here. We don't have a mic on you, but glad that you tagged along here with Cameron. Cameron, I'm just glad to see you have a friend. How exciting is that?
I know. I'm working all the time. I got to socialize at some point.
Yes. Well, I want to make sure that we give some kudos to our sponsor for this program, and that is Professional Exterminators. And if you are in need of extermination, you got pests, bugs, mice, rats, anything like that, Professional Exterminators, they are the ones to call. They are aptly named Professional Exterminators because they are the true professionals. And they'll do pest trapping like skunks, raccoons, and any other kind of unwanted critter. My daughter, your aunt, would that be right? Yes, your aunt lives right next door to me.
Yeah.
And they've been having some issues with a skunk living under their place.
So you're saying that Professional Exterminators is going to work better than maybe getting a cat?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, much better. And so if something's bugging you, give Professional Exterminators a call, 530-338-2822, Professional Exterminators, 530-338, and that is 2822. So we are going to get ready to take a break here in just a moment, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Trevor. Trevor, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you a little more of a proper introduction, but let me just say this, that when I first started knowing about Trevor, he was a neighbor of mine. I mean, we didn't live like right next door to each other, but he moved
in a
up.
Town that small, we're all neighbors.
Yeah, when you live in Bernie, everybody is a neighbor. And all I really knew about Trevor from what I could see on his Facebook page was just a couple things. One, he was a journalist and he was doing some reporting of news in this area, and so he was a great resource for that. And the other thing was I noticed he was out on ATVs, he was out there in the great outdoors, and so because of my love for those types of things, I was able to connect with you a little bit, Trevor, just to kind of watch you. But there was something about you I didn't know at first. And so we're going to find out about that. And we're going to be talking with Trevor Montgomery. And I am Tim Scarborough. I've got Cameron Barnett here. And you are listening to Shasta Outdoors. We'll be back after these messages.
Side getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlize Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlize Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hey, Reading, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
All right, welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
I'm Cameron Barnett.
All right, Cameron, I want our listeners to know that if they've got some sort of event or something that's going on outdoors, they can get in contact with us, with Shasta Outdoors, with It Does My Soul Well. And if they'll give us the information, we'd be happy to talk about it on the air. And how can they get a hold of us?
Yeah, so you can get a hold of Shasta Outdoors on itdoesmysoulwell.com. We also have an email at itdoesmysoulwell@gmail.com. And we're also on Facebook at itdoesmysoulwell. And then we have a phone number at 530-524-8280. Again, that's 530-524-8280.
All right, I'm hoping that I'll get some phone calls with people who want to deposit money into my bank account. Anyway, hey,
can I sign up for that?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll give all your information out, Trevor. And so I also want to mention that we have Christina is on the board here tonight. Christina, good evening.
Good evening, everybody.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
And so you are new here at KCNR, right?
Yes, I am.
And we just met you when we came in here this evening and heard that you're from Ukraine.
Yes, I got here like 6 months ago.
Okay, so you've been here for about 6 months. Well, hey, thank you so much for running the board for us tonight. Christina, do you like to go outdoors, do any kind of outdoor recreation?
Actually, I'm a big traveler. I was around 40 countries. And
wow.
I like to travel, hike, and it's like on my birthday, I'm planning to go on the top of Mount Shasta.
Oh, on top of Mount Shasta.
Awesome. So I'm preparing myself for this big hike.
Oh, yeah. I have never climbed to the top of Mount Shasta. It is on my bucket list. But you're going with somebody who's experienced.
Yes, we found a guide, like a guy who will follow us.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I highly recommend it because people have gotten into a lot of trouble going to the top. And so if you have a good guide, then they'll be able to take you up there. But anyway, Christina, thank you for everything you're doing for us here tonight. We appreciate it. Cameron, tonight and tomorrow night, the Sundial Bridge is being lit up orange. Can you tell us a little bit about that and why?
Yeah, sure. So on April 15th at 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., and tonight, tomorrow night, in honor of the Amputee Awareness Walk, the Sundial Bridge is going to be lit up orange. April is the Limb Loss Awareness Month, and the Sundial Bridge will light up orange in honor of recognition of the amputee awareness. There will be a walk across the Sundial Bridge for anyone to participate in. And you can sign up on the day of the event. Registration is at 9:30, and there will be swag bags and raffle prizes. And everybody's invited to participate. It's a rain or shine event, and it's sponsored by Spectrum Prosthetics and orthotics of Reading.
Yes, and I talked with Jeff from Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics of Reading a little earlier today, and so he's really excited about the event and everything that's going to take place. They're going to have some live music there, some great raffle prizes, some giveaways, and so it should be a really nice event. But hey, go out to the Sundial Bridge tonight. See it orange. I've never seen it lit up orange. I've seen it pink. I've seen it blue. I've seen it purple. And I've seen it red. But I've never seen it orange. Yes. I'm trying to think if I've ever seen it green. Maybe I have. But
St. Patrick's Day, do they do that? I don't know.
I'm not sure. Somebody will have to help us out with that a little bit. But anyway, let's get to our guest. What do you say?
I say that's exciting.
Tonight we are so pleased to have with us Trevor Montgomery. Trevor is an Army veteran, a former investigator with Riverside County Sheriff's Department, a journalist, and an author of a book I just learned.
Co-author,
okay. But we have him here tonight because he's an outdoor enthusiast who faces some challenges that most of us don't face, yet he does it head on. Welcome, Trevor.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great having you. As a matter of fact, when I started this program a little over a month ago, I had you in mind right from the get-go.
Perfect.
I came in here, I talked with Carl and Linda Bott, the owners of the station. They had me on the air, and they asked me, who do you think you'll have on here? And I talked about you. I had just watched a Discovery program about you. We'll get into that a little bit more. And I said, I'm having this guy on. But tell us a bit about your background. I know you were in the Army. You were a specialist of some kind there, an investigator for Riverside County Sheriff's Department, a journalist. Just give us some information about Trevor.
Sure. I'll try and keep it real short because there's a lot to share there. But
right.
Back in 1988, I joined the Army and ended up doing 10 years with the Army, split between 4 years with the Army Reserves and 6 years with the California National Guard.
Okay.
My MOS, or job specialty, was orthopedic specialist, and I was an orthopedic surgical assistant. I also did some time in labor and delivery, of all things, which was a fantastic experience.
Sure.
And for Desert Shield and Desert Storm, I was a nuclear biological chemical decontamination specialist. Big old mouthful there.
Yes.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
Then after the Army, I went straight into law enforcement, joined the Riverside County Sheriff's Department, and ended up doing 13 years with them. Would have done many, many more, but an off-duty accident sidelined my career and kind of changed my life path forever.
Right.
But when I left the department, I had been working as a sex crimes and child abuse investigator.
Mm-hmm.
I was a court certified expert in child sex crimes and child abuse related crimes, and just had a phenomenal career and enjoyed it. But then in 2006, I suffered a fall down a mine shaft, fell 93 feet down a vertical ventilation shaft that broke my back in four places, left me with both spinal cord and traumatic brain injuries, and led to three separate amputations of the same leg, so each time getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Unfortunately, now it looks like I have a fourth amputation that's going to take the entirety of the left leg all the way to the hip.
Let's cross
that bridge when we come to it.
Sure. Let's talk about that accident a little bit here. Take us through that day. What was going on? What happened?
Oh, you know, it's crazy. I just mentioned to you before we started the show that today happens to be the 17-year anniversary of that fall.
Wow.
I was out at the Calico Ghost Town out towards Barstow here in California.
Okay.
And we were there for Easter, and we were there for their sunrise service.
Okay.
We were going to spend a whole week there. We got there on a Friday. We were going to do the sunrise service on Sunday and then spend a week there with about five or six other families.
Nice.
And within the first hour of having arrived that Friday, today, 17 years ago, one of my daughters and I had gone off on quads, and we happened upon a hole or a cave
right.
little cave. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it caught my attention, our attention, and we decided to get off the quads, take a look around. And to make a long story short, I ended up stepping right into a ventilation shaft hole that I never saw and fell straight down 93 wow. feet to the ground.
And there were no signs or anything?
Not at the time. No, there was nothing. I take that back. There was a large painted neon arrow directing to the cave, which is what caught my attention.
Yeah.
As it turned out, that arrow had been placed there exactly 7 days earlier to guide rescuers in to the body of another man from San Diego who fell down the same hole I fell down, and he fell to his death.
Wow. And so when you fell, did it knock you out at first? Kind of talk about that a little bit.
Sure. You know, I honestly don't remember walking into the cave. I don't remember the fall. My recollection of the whole incident picks up at the bottom of this incredibly dark hole.
Right.
By myself. My daughter had been there and witnessed it, but by then she had run off to the quad to race back 2 miles to camp to rally up friends and family. She was 14 at the time. It was really traumatizing to her.
Probably scared to death.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I imagine so. And while you're at the bottom of this ventilation shaft, you were down there for some hours, weren't you?
12 and a half hours before they managed to bring me up out of the hole and spent about an hour loading me up into a helicopter, an hour flight down to Loma Linda, and that's where I spent the next 4 months in ICU.
Yeah, and there was quite a major injury, obviously, to your leg, and I would imagine that there would have been some bleeding. How did you deal with that?
Well, when I came to, it might have been a minute, might have been 10 minutes, I'll never know. But when I woke up, I knew I was in a position that was just not physically possible. Mm-hmm. My body had basically crumpled down upon itself. And when I woke up, what was left of my left foot, what was still attached, was brushing up against my left ear. I mean, my back had literally folded like a taco on itself. And it was just pouring blood. And from my time as a combat medic and an orthopedic specialist and all the training I'd undergone in the military, plus the training I'd gone through as a law enforcement officer, I knew that beyond anything, the loss of blood at this point, I'll die within minutes.
Right.
I was just pouring blood. But I couldn't reach it. I was in such a position, and because my back had broken in four different places, I was just helpless. I just laid there on my stomach, and I was almost resigned to death at that point.
Right.
And it was the I actually wrote about it in the book, a veteran's story, the book that I co-authored with some other soldiers. I talk about that accident specifically and how my mind recalled a sergeant once who had mocking us young soldiers for crying about a scratch or something, and just rub dirt on it. Just rub dirt on it. It'll be fine. Deal with the wound later. Just rub dirt on it. That'll stop the bleeding. And that's what I did. I literally just gathered up as any dirt, sediment, debris that I could reach within my purview, within the, you know, few inches I could reach, and just started packing dirt and sediment and debris into the open wound of what was left of the ankle, and it stopped the bleeding, and it gave me enough time to wait for rescuers who had to be flown in from literally around the state.
Wow.
That's crazy. That definitely wouldn't have been my first instinct.
Nor mine.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things where the military had given me the resources to know how to help myself physically in an emergency, and law enforcement gave me the wherewithal to not stop fighting, never give up, never retreat, never surrender, see it all the way through.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
The will to survive.
Yeah. And thankfully you did. You made it to the hospital. How long were you in the hospital?
And I spent almost 4 months in ICU, and then I spent another half a year in a residential rehab facility. They determined that in the fall, I had traumatized my spinal cord to the point where they said that you are a paraplegic. You will never walk again. Mm. You will never have any hope of walking again. You need to adjust to your new life as a paraplegic. They did reattach my foot. Mm-hmm. So it looked like that was not going to be one of the major issues, although MRSA and other infections, bone infections, things like that, ended up costing me my second and third amputation.
Right.
But,
right. Well, listen, Trevor, we need to take a break here. And when we come back, I'm going to get your thoughts about, you know, what was it? What were your thoughts about getting back in the great outdoors? Obviously, this accident happened when you were doing something that I think you probably really enjoy and love doing. And so we're going to talk about that. You are listening to Shasta Outdoors, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Tired of these dirty old sidewalks. Think I'll walk off my steady job today.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
All right, welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Cameron Barnett.
And we are with Trevor Montgomery this evening, and just told us quite a story, an event that took place in his life where he wound up losing his leg, and we're going to get back to him in just a moment. I want to thank again our sponsors, Professional Exterminators. Professional Exterminators is locally owned and operated by Dave and Madonna Silva. Amazing people who are an integral part of this community. So no matter what your need, you can call them and they will give you a zero obligation free estimate. So if something's bugging you, give them a call, 530-338-2822. Professional Exterminators, 530-338-2822. Cameron, what are you doing this weekend? You got anything going on? Yeah, I don't want to hear about parties anything.
I've been thinking about going to the lake with my friend Cherry here. She's been begging me to take her. So
nice. That'll be great.
I might just give in.
It's going to be nice tomorrow. It's supposed to be sunny, 71 degrees, beautiful day. And then Sunday, it's going to be 68 degrees, partly cloudy. But it's going to be beautiful weather. Tomorrow, I've got a group hike going on, and that is going to be the Hearse Bay group hike and a little picnic, too. This is an easy to moderate 3.5-mile hike, which starts at Decus Rock Campground and winds along the McLeod arm of Lake Shasta. It's an out-and-back hike, and upon returning to Decus Rock, we're going to, you know, hang out for a picnic and visit, and it looks like the weather is going to be very permitting for us. And if you would like to go, just bring your own food, drinks, and something to share. The Decus Rock Campground, it's off Gilman Road. You travel north from Reading on Interstate 5 and then turn right on Gilman Road and continue for about 10 miles until you come to the campground, the Decus Rock Campground. So I've been doing these group hikes all year, and it's usually fun to get out there with some other folks.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Yeah, well, you know, you could do that instead of going to the lake. You can bring Cherish along with you.
Just might.
Mm-hmm. Grammy's going, just so you know.
Oh, then I'm definitely going.
Yeah, you'll have to go. Anyway, so we've got Trevor Montgomery here tonight. And, Trevor, you told us about what happened and the accident that took place. You were in the hospital in rehab for a number of months. And what were your thoughts following the accident regarding getting outdoors and doing what you enjoy doing?
You know, in the beginning, I honestly thought that was it, that I would never be able to enjoy those types of outdoor activities again. Yeah. And in fact, it took, other than getting back into boating and sea doing and easy stuff, mm-hmm. as far as hardcore things, hiking and riding quads and kayaking and things of that nature, it didn't even occur to me that would be an option. Right. At the time, and it was many years until I decided to really get out there and try venturing back into camping and hunting and mm-hmm. kayaking and all that stuff. And I can happily say I'm now back involved in all those things.
Right.
I don't let any of my current situation, which happens to be, you can't see on the radio, but I am wheelchair bound.
Right.
I don't have a prosthesis because of balance and walking and brain related issues. Although I did have a prosthetic for many years, subsequent falls have kind of stolen that away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that point, I really thought, you know, when I had the two legs, I thought, you know, I could do anything. And I really did do just about anything. Mm-hmm. But now I do so much more. And that's with one leg in a wheelchair, and I still get out there and kayak and camp and do solo wilderness adventures. And
right. How much assistance do you need when you get out there?
You know, it varies. We recently, a few of my boys and I did a 3-4 day long camping kayak trip along the Pitt River. Mm-hmm. And other than getting into and out of the kayak, I'm pretty self-sufficient, although up until recently, I can't even say yet it's changed, but my wheelchair has been my biggest problem.
Right.
Having a wheelchair that was capable of going the places that I wanted to go. Yeah. I'm not one to go to established camping sites, you know, mm-hmm. like Dusty Campground here in
right.
Bernie or, you know, just outside of Reading by an hour. I don't go to campgrounds. I like to wilderness camp.
Mm.
I don't like facilities. I don't like a handicap fishing, you know, from a pier. No,
right,
I want to be a platform. I want to be out there in the wilderness. You know, if I'm with somebody, great. If I'm by myself, even better.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite outdoor activities?
You know, I'd say right now kayaking. I just have so much fun kayaking. And one of the biggest problems with kayaking, especially when I go on a weekend trip by myself, is the wheelchair. Obviously, mm-hmm. anywhere I go, the wheelchair has to go with me.
Right.
And so I've figured out a way to pack down my wheelchair and pack it onto the back of the kayak along with 40 to 60 pounds of camping wilderness adventure gear. And I'll go out and my wife will drop me off and I'll hit the river and call her back in a few days and say, pick me up, I'm here.
Wow. Wow. I can just kind of imagine the challenge it must be just to get in the kayak and get going. I kayak quite a bit. Yeah. And, you know, fortunately, I've lost over 50 pounds now, so it's a little easier for me to get.
Funny, I've lost 35 pounds since started kayaking.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Great way to lose weight.
Your arm strength must have, you know,
yeah,
really excelled.
But before that, I mean, it was a challenge for me just to get in and out of the kayak. But, Trevor, what would you say to those who are facing similar challenges and they think they just can't get out there?
You know, one of the things that I really dealt with was so many people telling me that, oh, you're crazy. Oh, you can't do that. What do you mean you go kayaking by yourself with a wheelchair or stay out for a weekend in the wilderness camping solo? I say, just do it. Don't listen to the people saying all the reasons you can't or shouldn't. Just do it. And start out small, start out safe, do what's in your comfort range. If that means camping out in your backyard, do it. And then graduate to bigger and better things. Right. Always looking to that next big achievement.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, Trevor, it's one of the things I really admire about you, that even though you have these challenges, they haven't stopped you from doing many of the things that you enjoy doing. But I've got to ask you, have there been times when maybe the challenge was really great and you felt like giving up?
Oh, many, 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 many times. Mm-hmm. The key is that, you know, I might call a tactical retreat and regroup and take on the challenge again, but that doesn't mean I quit.
Right.
That means that I'm refocusing and figuring out, okay, well, I went out there to do this. I realized that I couldn't do this because of that, and what do I need to do to be able to accomplish it and then make it happen, follow through and make it happen.
Sure,
That's what I'm dealing with this next big project. When I get my new wheelchairs, I'm planning a 60-mile camping trip along the Great Shasta Rail Trail, and I'll be starting in Burney and traveling 60 miles by wheelchair along what was once the old railway that connected the towns of Burney and McLeod. And there's 80 miles of trail, but 60 miles of mainline trail.
Right.
And that's what I'll be doing as soon as I'm ready.
Wow. That is going to be an amazing feat. Just to do that on foot would be an amazing feat. I know that there are some obstacles along the way, including the infamous Stand By Me Bridge.
Definitely. I will not be crossing. There's a few bridges that are just absolutely not safe enough to cross for anybody, let alone somebody who has one leg and is stuck in a wheelchair.
Sure.
So for those two or three bridges that the Great Shasta Rail Trail Association has designated and pointed out to me, I'll be bypassing those sections.
Sure. Every time I've seen that, and I'm very familiar with the Greater Shasta Rail Trail?
Yeah, Great Shasta Rail Trail.
Great Shasta Rail Trail. And so I'm familiar with that. And I always thought, man, it would be so nice to at least restore the top of that bridge.
They have plans, but they've been plans for many years in the making.
Right.
And I think it's kind of stalled a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even so much the top of the tracks and getting across such a high bridge. It's the cinder blocks on either end to keep people off the bridge.
Right.
That would keep me from accessing it.
Yes.
But, you know.
Yeah, I've been out there a number of times. And, of course, if somebody's from out of town and they've seen the movie Stand By Me, it is the famous bridge.
Yes.
The boys running across as this train is coming closer to them. And so it's kind of a place that people will stop and take a look, and I've stopped there. And some people, I've never done it, but some people actually will go around the barriers and walk across the bridge. But it would be nice. I'm hoping that that does follow through at some point in time, because that would be a nice section to be able to just continue on.
Definitely.
And to go across that. And if people have never been there, basically it goes across a portion of Lake Britton. You would go past, if you're coming from Redding, you would go past the turn-in to Burney Falls. When you cross Lake Britton, it's on the right-hand side. You just There's a campground in there. What is that called?
Dusty.
Dusty.
Dusty
That's
campground.
That's the one you were talking about, Dusty Campground.
Great campground.
Yeah. You would just pull in as if you're going to that campground, and before you get there, you'll see that bridge. And so a pretty cool place to,
absolutely,
to visit and to see. Well, listen, we've got to take a break here. It seems like we've got so much to talk about. When we come back, we're going to come straight to you and talk a little bit more. I want to talk about that wheelchair that you're going to get, and we want to know what that's all about and how that's going to help you out there.
Life-changing.
So, yeah. You are listening to Shasta Outdoors. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back after these messages.
Betsy has a scratch.
With a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
She never knew how much that muddy water meant to me, but I learned how to swim and I learned who I was.
All right, welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Cameron Barnett.
And we've been talking this evening with Trevor Montgomery. And Cameron, you have a question for Trevor.
Yeah, so Trevor, I was wondering, what's your main motivation for getting out there?
Oh, you know, I'll be honest. Initially, it was all selfish reasons. Just wanting to get out there and enjoy myself, do something for myself, for my health, for my sanity, for just all the right reasons, but it was very me focused. And since then, I've seen how many people who suffer from their own limitations, whether they be real or perceived, and they reach out to me and just say, wow, you know, you've so inspired me. I deal with, you know, this, and it's a big issue for me, but then you're dealing with that and all of that, and you're doing it, and I'm sitting here making excuses why I can't. And that's really what the impetus was for me creating my latest project, which is Handy Capable Adventures.
Right.
It can be found on Facebook, Handy Capable Adventures with Trevor Montgomery. There's also a YouTube vlog under the same name, Handy Capable Adventures. And I really just love to get out there and do what I do. I don't preach to the camera or really even say much other than what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's kind of
just
like
just letting them see me do it.
Yeah, just by taking care of your own mental health, you're kind of inspiring other people to take care of theirs.
I would love to think so.
Yeah.
For me, what I discovered, I was going through a difficult time in my life, and I was just hanging out at home, was just being very sedentary, and I just wasn't doing anything. And I finally decided to go for a hike, and I never will forget. I went for a hike up there sort of by Old Station, hiked part of the Pacific Crest Trail. I came over this knoll, and there was this beautiful scenery with Mount Lassen just sitting there. And I'll never forget. That's the first time I said, it does my soul well.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, the soul is your mind, your will, your emotions, and there's something refreshing about getting out there in the great outdoors. And people have all different forms in which they do that, whether it's hiking or, you know, running or biking or, you know, the list goes on, fishing. And it just is good for us. I think that it's part of us. It's innately built in us. It's part of our creation to be connected with God's great creation.
Yeah, absolutely. Spiritually, chemically, it's just good. It is. It's really good for you.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about this off-road wheelchair. Tell us about that, Trevor.
You know, when I started getting back into my outdoor adventuring and camping and then got into kayaking, and I needed to have a wheelchair that could keep up with me, and thus began a 2-year search and quest for the right wheelchair for my specific needs. And a few months ago, I found that chair, and really after tons of research, just this last week, I've been coordinating with them over at Grit, G-R-I-T, and they sell a wheelchair. It's not like your traditional four-wheeled wheelchair. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even really look much like a wheelchair other than its basics. It's three wheels. It has two large mountain bike tires in the back that are connected via levers and bike chains and pulleys, and it's a self-propelled wheelchair that is truly off-road capable, and they sell a specific model called the Spartan, and that's the one that's really out there and just designed for obstacle courses and, you know, tough mudder competitions, things of that nature, and that's what I will be getting myself into. And
when you say self-propelled, you mean you are using your own muscles, your arms, to propel that?
Yes, and instead of using your hands with the rails of the wheels on a traditional wheelchair, there are two large levers that are connected to those wheels via chains and pulleys and what have you. And you kind of kind of like a cross-country skiing motion. If you can picture cross-country skiers, how their arms are constantly, you know, pumping forward, out, and pulling them along. Kind of that same concept. But the difference is, instead of using the limited strength you might have to push a wheel, you're pushing a lever like a traditional military bench press. And it makes it so much easier to get up and over obstacles, whether that be snow, sand, mud, rocks, crossing creeks. These Grit wheelchairs do it all, whether it be the Freedom, which is their base model, or their Spartan, or their Pro models. They have off-road wheelchairs that can really get out there and do some hardcore adventuring. And I just placed my order this week.
Nice.
How exciting.
I'm very excited, especially because so many people helped me. It was crowdsourced via GoFundMe and basically just putting out the word, hey, help a vet, you know, get an off-road wheelchair. And people stepped up to the plate, and to the tune of $3,500 did so.
Hey,
and
they know you're going to get good use out of it.
I sure plan on it. Absolutely.
Right. Hey, that is amazing. I know there's a little bit of a balance on that, and I am going to provide a link to that GoFundMe page. It's only going to be up for a little
one
while.
One more week.
And if people are interested in donating to that, they'll be able to do that. So if you're interested in doing that, give me at least a few hours after the program to put that link up on the It Does My Soul Well page. You can find it on Facebook. You can find it on itdoesmysoulwell.com. And of course, I will also post it on a link to you, Trevor, so that people can find you, and definitely the handy capable adventure. So tell us a little bit about the vlogs that you do? What made you come up with this?
Well, you know, it's a family project. Mm-hmm. I've got, as you know from having interacted with me, I've got 13 children and 20 grandchildren, and it's a family project that involves some of my boys, a few of my girls, my wife, and they basically go out with me on certain adventures that I take, and they film me, whether it be just the basics, getting out of the car, getting set up in a wheelchair, getting from that point A to point B where I'm creekside, or getting into my kayak so I can go to where I want to be to fish, and just getting that out. And we have a YouTube channel, brand new, just started, so there's only a few videos on it. Mm-hmm. However, my Facebook page, Handicapable Adventures, has a whole slew of videos, that shows some of my past, camping trips, kayak trips, a few, group trips, a few solo trips. But yeah, just show me getting out there and doing it, doing what people tried to tell me at one point that I couldn't do.
Right.
And I just enjoyed proving them wrong.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
I think that it would be a great resource, and I'm just imagining a family member that has someone in their family that is in a similar situation, that maybe they think they really can't get out there. You know, what would you say to a family member like that? How can they encourage someone?
I get contacted all the time with that exact question. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, my husband, he just recently had his foot amputated. He's diabetic and he's having a hard time coping. What would you tell him? Mm-hmm. And like I said earlier, don't listen to all those that tell you you can't. Mm-hmm. Definitely don't listen to yourself trying to tell yourself you can't.
Right.
And start small. Start with something you're comfortable doing and then grow. Get bigger from there. You know, for me, it started going to Lake Britton to fish creekside and then getting into a kayak and then going kayak camping overnight and then doing a weekend and then stretching it out and getting, you know, more and more into it. And that's one of the things that this wheelchair will help me do, is to truly get out and adventure by myself and enjoy these things.
Awesome. That's amazing. So really what you're saying is encourage them to start with just small steps, basically.
Absolutely. Start with within your comfort level, doing what you know you can succeed at, and then push your boundaries further and further as you get out there.
Well, Trevor, it has been a genuine pleasure having you on the program.
I've enjoyed
tonight.
It. I could have sat here for another few hours.
I know. The hour always goes by so quickly.
Oh, it does.
And maybe at some point in time we'll have you out here again, especially when you conquer that Great Shasta Rail Trail.
I would love to come back.
We're rooting for you.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun to get a report on that and all the things that you got to see and experience, and maybe some of the challenges.
There will be many.
Yes, but I definitely admire you and everything that you stand for and what you are doing in your life.
Thank you.
I believe it's an inspiration to a lot of people. Cameron, it has been great having you on here tonight. You did really well.
Thank you. It's been great to be here, and I'm blessed to hear your story, Trevor.
Well, thank you, and I can't believe you don't do this every Friday. You slid right in like you're an old pro.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Cameron and I, we've gone out on a hike before. We did the Shasta Mine Loop Trail.
Yeah.
And, you know, at least on that particular trail, they have the mines are blocked off with fences.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. You know, was there any signs or anything?
Right. Right, because I'm sure that if anybody tried to venture in there, it poses some dangers.
Honestly, yeah. I'd say I wish there had been a sign, but honestly,
maybe not
I wouldn't
a sign
change
pointing
anything.
You towards it.
I'm the type that I believe things happen for a reason.
Yeah, yes, true.
I wouldn't change anything, and that's hard to believe for some people, but for me, it's my truth.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, listen, folks, you have been listening to Shasta Outdoors. We've had Trevor Montgomery on here tonight, and along with my guest co-host, Cameron Barnett. And Cameron, I'm telling you, I'm hoping that Diane takes a few more vacations. You did a fantastic job in the studio. We've had Cherish, who has been sitting very quietly. And so, Cherish.
I see a future in radio broadcasting.
Yeah, I think we're going to get her going. All right, we're going to turn it over to Christina, who has been here for the first time with us tonight. And Christina, thank you so much. We appreciate it. So why don't you take us on out?
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.